the 1950s, in Tacoma Park, Maryland, a young man was becoming a visionary of the American folk and blues scene. For the next two decades, John Fahey's name was synonymous with acoustic composition on the slide guitar. Fahey pressed his own records with money he made from pumping gas. He was called one of the country's major composers behind Charles Ives and Brian Wilson. He inspired countless younger guitarists, from Leo Kottke to Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth. But he never went commercial or got the big money. 10 years ago, he disappeared, and his personal life all but collapsed through illness and drink. John Fahey is 57 now, battered but composing, and he's released a new CD called City of Refuge, which he recorded in the Salem, Oregon motel room where he lives. It's already attracted major critical praise. Much of it is industrial music, using recorded sounds instead of instruments. It's similar to his old work, only in its rhapsodic imagination. This album began as a tour in his mind, says John Fahey, of a future that never came to be.
Well, what I was envisaging was the 1939 World's Fair. Have you ever seen pictures of that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, isn't it fascinating that the world of the future, you know? Things don't look like that now that the future's here, do they?
Not much.
No. I don't see all this progress that I expected to get by looking at the World's Fair in 39. I see the opposite. So
you see a sort of industrial wasteland almost?
Right. As opposed to what they showed us it was going to be like in 1939.
Something big and glossy and everything getting better all the time.
Yeah, everybody's rich and everybody's, you know, got everything they need. City of Refuge Part 1 is, to some extent, a depiction of social confusion and my confusion, too, about what's really going on in society right now.
John Fahey first picked up the guitar in about 1953, when he was 13. He was always eccentric, composing riffs influenced by Southern blues guitarists he'd later go and find in Mississippi, like Skip James and Booker White. Together with others, blues and country would influence his unique chord shapes.
Within a year or two, I was collecting old records, old 78s, and by blues singers and the Carr family, Jimmy Rogers, and so forth. And I heard slide guitar on the records and figured out how to do it. In fact, I learned quite a bit off old records. Hardly play pure acoustic music anymore. I do some, but I always leave one place on the record for a really good acoustic guitar song. Mostly I'm playing on amplified instruments with special effects going on. And some of that's on the record you have, but there's a lot more that I've already recorded for other labels that'll be coming out, with collages of different sounds and things.
Now, for a very long time, you had really pretty much not been a part of the music scene. How does it feel to be back after a 10-year break?
Oh, I was sick for 10 years. Yeah, I feel great. And the audience, the attitudes of the audience have changed so much. Now I can do experimental stuff and get away with it. Everybody likes it or is at least interested in it very much.
Now, let me ask you about the time during which you were not recording. You had a pretty hard time there for 10 years. Read that at one point you were in a homeless shelter. You had a lot of problems with drinking, and it sounds like life was pretty rough there for a while.
Yeah, it was. It started with Epstein-Barr virus.
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yeah, and I had that for about 5 years, and I got addicted to beer, and so then I didn't work much, and I didn't have any money for a while, so I had to stay in the Union Gospel Mission.
In Salem, Oregon?
Yeah, right. And that was pretty terrible. I was fortunate enough to get out of it. You know, most of the people that I knew who live there, the Union Gospel Mission, are still there.
Hmm.
And that's sad.
How did you climb out?
I started getting record royalties enough to save, so I could move into a motel. And then I started getting jobs and buying and selling old classical records.
You know, it sounds to me like, if I can take something from this title, City of Refuge, I mean, for someone who has lived a long life like you have with a lot of different aspects to it and some hard times thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
This album must be a bit of a refuge. I mean, it's almost like, you know, living in your music.
Yeah, music does work that way, at least the way I work it. I can calm myself down emotionally. I can feel more at home. And I can shut out the evil in the world, you know, by sitting in a corner playing the guitar. Yeah.
Is it music that comes from your unconscious?
Well, I think all music comes from your unconscious, but this one does it better.
Composer and guitarist John Fahey. His new recording is City of Refuge.